Every kind of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Walsh, what would be your last meal if you murdered somebody or were on death row? What would you eat, man? I know you like the carbs. We all love carbs, obviously. But what would be your last meal if you're on death row because you murdered somebody? You know, a clown you worked with or something, you know.
Homemade. Homemade chicken and noodle soup with the homemade egg noodles.
Whoa.
Oh, like
that's different. That's different.
Yeah. That sounds really like good.
Rolled, rolled out by a Bible church lady.
All because you're going to go to, if you have to go to heaven, they're about to kill you. So you might have somebody.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Like I want good Bible church made homemade egg noodles.
Best egg noodle chicken soup.
Big old fat lady Christian fingers, that kind of stuff.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Dipped in the chicken. Like hand you a bowl with a thumb in it.
Right? Yeah, just wipe the slobber off their 9 kids' faces before they put it in there. That's what I want. That's my childhood.
That's a good point. You are going to see your maker, and you want to figure something out to remind you of your childhood. I never thought about
comfort
that.
Comfort food.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Just the best, too.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Coming to see you, Papa.
The guy who spent the least amount of time on death row that we talked about earlier, the guy in Texas, Joe Gonzalez, had strawberry cheesecake and a shake. No idea what flavor of shake.
Hopefully that's strawberry.
Yeah, the cheesecake, that hits. I could see that.
Oh, yeah, cheesecake. Yeah.
Shake doesn't seem real sentimental.
You would want to pair that with maybe a chocolate shake.
I never thought about the sentimental stuff. I really never did. Because you want to make that situation even sadder.
I mean, but
if it's possible to be sadder before you're being executed, that'd be it.
I mean, just by nature, your favorite meal, though, probably has sentimental value, right?
Probably.
You've been eating it forever or whatever.
You'd get something that you would eat before you started killing people.
Yeah.
Reminded you of the good old days.
Like, I always had Stan's barbecue before I went on a hunt.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. The serial killers that were put to death, right? What did Bundy eat, you know? What was his last meal?
I'm sure there's a list of that.
Because they executed Bundy, and he did murder women. So did he have a good meal before each woman he married? He murdered.
He requested a simple last meal of steak, eggs, hash brown, and toast, but ultimately refused to eat anything, opting for just a single cheeseburger with no bun. Highlighting his
Watching the carbs, probably,
nature,
yeah.
Even in his final hours.
Want to stay thin towards the end.
Yeah, I get to see
black coffee as well.
Notorious criminals, John Wayne Gacy, a bucket of KFC, fried shrimp, fries, and strawberries.
KFC is a good idea.
Speaking of killer clowns right there, Gacy.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Ronnie Lee Gardner. I don't know who that is.
Oh, I know that name. God, why do I know that name?
This guy went over the top. Lobster steak, apple pie, and vanilla ice cream, all while watching The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, man.
What did he do? That name sounds familiar. Sounds like somebody necked that murdered somebody. But
just
Lee
right
Gardner.
Now, from what you said, he sounds like somebody I want to hang out with. Before we get to the crime.
Okay, before we get to the crime.
Sentenced to death for killing a man during an attempted escape from a courthouse in 1985, executed by firing squad by the state of Utah in 2010.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was a firing squad guy.
I think that's a pretty badass way to go.
Do they still do that? I thought they eliminated that now.
I thought Utah still had it.
Can you pick a guy with a knife?
Recent.
Can you just have a guy with a knife like run at you?
We had a recent firing squad shooting within the past 2-3 years.
Wasn't that South Carolina?
I think it was South Carolina, you're right. Yeah.
Wasn't it North Korea where you just put his family members in front of like a giant cannon?
That's the rumor. He just blows them away with a cannon.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'd like to watch that.
Yeah, there you go. Since 1960 in the U.S., there have been 7 executions by firing squad, 4 in Utah, 3 in South Carolina. The most recent was 2025.
Yeah, we
last
talked about
year.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the South Carolina one.
South Carolina,
it?
Yep.
What was that dude's last meal?
a bullet.
Yeah, metal.
Right. A bullet in his throat.
A hollow point in his heart.
Is that the one they were trying to talk about? They wanted to do it inside, like in the.
They had to do it. They did it inside, and it wasn't. It was a room that they thought wasn't set up for that.
Yeah,
there were holes through the metal, so they couldn't see the guys who were shooting.
Would you like your last meal, sir, or can we just feed you lead? Get over there.
Open your mouth.
Eat lead, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. I wonder if you could request a bunch of candy.
Why not?
Like specific candy.
It takes forever to chew. Hang on a second. Hang on.
Yeah. You got a now and later.
Yeah. You could I get some expired Raisins, please?
Oh, you'd probably like a couple of meat snacks down, too, wouldn't you, Walsh?
I would. Yeah. But I'd mix some sweets in there.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. This dude in Florida, he was put here in the electric chair. His name was Alan Lee Tiny Davis.
He's a fat dude, right?
Yeah. He got lobster tail, fried potatoes, half a pound of fried shrimp, 6 ounces of fried clams, half a loaf of garlic bread, and 32 ounces of A&W root beer. That's not bad.
He was a fat guy because they called him Tiny, obviously.
Probably. Yeah.
Do you push stuff away? Like, I'm not going to finish those.
It looks like there was a dude in Texas that ruined last meals for everybody.
What do you do?
Lawrence Russell Brewer, he requested a 29,000-calorie feast, triple patty bacon cheeseburger, meat lover's pizza, several chicken fried steaks, didn't eat any of it. So then after he didn't eat any of it, Texas is like, all right, nobody's getting a last meal.
Oh, you can't. What a dick move.
Did they spread that out amongst the guards? Anybody else?
Yeah, you
think. Somebody ate that.
What if you're the family of one of the guards and they bring home a take-home meal from execution that day?
Yeah, the guy we killed like didn't eat this.
Brought you guys a doggy box.
Yeah. That's one job where bringing leftovers home from work is a little suspect.
That's funny.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, old Tiny didn't eat the rest of this crap.
You hate to see it go to waste.
Right.
There's some weird ones. There was a dude, a former voodoo priest. In it. Yeah. He just asked for a lump of dirt for his last meal.
Well, he's probably an IQ of 4. They kill them too. You know?
One dude asked for SpaghettiOs, got spaghetti. That sucks.
Yeah,
man.
When you had your heart
die angry,
SpaghettiOs.
There was a guy in Iowa that requested a single olive with a pit still in it. The pit was reportedly buried with him.
Well, because it was in his belly, that's why.
Here you go, Nick. This guy, he's after your own heart. Gary Ray Bowles murdered 6 men along the East Coast in 1994, targeting older gay men. His last meal.
That's why it's up Nick's alley right there. Yeah.
Three cheeseburgers, a pile of bacon, and some French fries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was finally put to death in 2019 after his crimes in 1994.
And that long on death row it's got to sigh. These obviously earned their place there, but
yeah, we probably get used to just being hanging out there. You probably used to get hanging out there. Yeah, they're going to kill me in 17 years.
After hearing all these,
just don't murder anybody, man. Yeah. Don't murder anybody. Yeah.
You do realize why they sell rotisserie chickens at like Walmart and Costco for $5.
I love rotisserie chickens.
Yeah, but nobody's asking for it before they die.
I know.
Right? Yeah. Nobody's like, get me one of those lemon pepper.
I eat so many of those, me and Chloe.
Oh, yeah. People were sold on them.
Fat little Chloe.
Yeah. She loves the rotisserie chickens. So do I.
You can burn yourself out on them, man.
Well, I usually put them in wraps, put lettuce in there and some...
Yeah, don't buy day-old ones.
No.
I used to carry 4 or 5 day-old ones in a cooler when I was...
Really?
By the time they're a couple weeks old, pretty fast.
Don't they?
Yeah, I got to throw one out today. I was gone for 5 days. There's one in the fridge I got to get rid of.
Don't they have a special chicken farm, Costco, that runs a chicken farm so the chickens are a certain size? So you can have your 2-pound rotisserie chicken or whatever it is they serve.
They're like, grocery store. 6 or 7.
Okay.
They're huge.
Store. Yeah.
It is amazing. They're all the same size.
I know.
Well, that's by design.
Yeah, they control the entire operation. Yeah. They grow the chickens. They process the chickens. They cook the chicken.
Yeah.
But there's not a tall one?
No.
Well, he gets tossed out then.
Well, he's not standing up. That's why.
But they think they breed them so they're all the same size.
How can you tell if a chicken's tall? It's standing.
We say a lot of dumb stuff on here. But that's
Well, you kind of.
What do you buy a rotisserie chicken where it's standing? I've never seen that.
Yeah. But yeah, so Costco's not getting any where they're like, oh no, this one doesn't fit in the plastic container
They have a quality standard, I'm sure.
I'm sure he gets pushed aside.
So that one becomes chicken breast?
Maybe.
Well, and like when you load pigs out, like to a...
Like we do.
That's all the market-sized ones go to one specific place, but the ones that didn't or grew bigger or smaller, they just get cold and go to a different market. So Costco might be...
Okay.
Yeah, Costco might be hiding those in the frozen bags. the tall ones.
Walsh has five in his cooler right now. Yeah.
Nick, this answers one of your questions from earlier about candy for your last meal. John Fautenberry, a long-haul truck driver, turned into a serial killer, murdered at least five people across different states in the early 90s. His last meal, two eggs sunny side up, two pieces of fried bologna, two pieces of toast with butter and jelly.
Oh, you got to dip it.
Four slices of tomato, lettuce, and mayonnaise, fried potatoes, four pieces of white bread, two Three Musketeer candy bars, and two packs of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Right. Interesting. I wonder if I could see that being disappointing too, because there's going to be slight changes to candy over the years. Like, I think Reese's have gotten saltier. Like, it would suck to really be looking forward to that after you've been locked up for 20 years. Like, yeah, it's not the same.
You'd be that way.
They use stevia now.
Yeah.
If you got the Wendy's burger without the actual crisp lettuce, Nick, for your last meal,
or somebody else is going to die before I'm executed.
Who else? Why is he in jail for it? Wait, he killed the guy that gave him the shredded lettuce on his Wendy's cheeseburger.
You'd think they'd want to give you a heads up. Hey, you know the lettuce is different now.
Yeah.
Also, if I'm getting candy for my last meal, I'm not getting big corporate. I'm getting something regional. Like, I want a peanut butter Twin Bing bar.
Buy local.
Get me an Idaho Spud.
I'm getting regional candy.
So that dude did just ask for a slice of tomato and lettuce and was that on a sandwich? Was that a BLT?
No, it sounded
like...
Yeah, he might have been making a BLT because there was also some toast in there. And yeah, he probably was putting that together as a BLT.
So it would depend upon Tyler Walsh where you were incarcerated.
Yeah.
You'd go for the regional food in the area you were incarcerated. That's a good choice.
He just was an old church lady shoving her thumb in his mouth is what he was.
Again.
Everybody, on your last meal, they find out how you got into older women.
Yeah. That's right. You like older women. I forgot about that.
BLT would be nice, too.
Is that going to continue, Walsh? I know you're a single guy now. Is that going to continue? Do you think the older women will always be around? Say you're 60, you're going to like chicks that are 75?
I don't know. It might leveling out.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
No, it'll end up leveling out. It will.
It will.
Yeah.
It might swing back the other way 20 years or so.
No, I do 19. Not think I'll ever go younger.
Yeah, you wait till a certain age, you will.
Like, even now, thinking about dating like a 28-year-old sounds stupid. I'm 36.
Yeah, 28 though.
You're only 36 years.
But there is a mental divide between the 20s and the 30s too. I get that.
No, I don't know. You could date a 28-year-old at 36.
Tyler will teach you how to look past that.
Yeah.
It's very easy. Very easy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I got a story, and Todd's got some text coming up here. A Buffalo man is charged with engaging in a standoff. This is great. Walsh, you should do this. Does Lake Michigan freeze over? It's too big probably, right?
No, I think like the shore of Lake Michigan will freeze over from time to time.
Buffalo man is charged with engaging in a standoff, and law enforcement offers 9 hours while driving a truck around a frozen lake. Timothy Curtis Dunn, 38. He looks drunk in his mugshot. Is facing DWI charges for the incident that took place last Thursday evening. Criminal charges detail Wayne County deputies were called to an address. Maple Lake Township reports of an intoxicated person who's behind the wheel of a GMC truck. Oh, he looks really ripped, man.
And he was just sliding all over the lake, the frozen lake?
Yeah, before officers arrived at the scene, Dunn drove his vehicle onto the frozen surface of Lake Sullivan. Multiple deputies tried to get him off the ice and spoke with him over the phone, but he refused. I mean, just let him spin around out there until he stops, you know?
He's on the lake. That shouldn't be a DUI.
Right.
The lawyer should be able to get him off that.
Dunn is then accused of driving around the lake for 9 hours.
Was he drinking while he was circling around?
I don't know. Repeatedly passing by deputies who told him that he was under arrest, he refused to exit the vehicle and drove away. I love that. You know, that's what the cops did. They did it right, though. They could have caused more damage by chasing him in the lake with another truck or a car or a cop car. Eventually, Dunn gave up and surrendered to deputies. He probably ran out of gas.
That was my question. Like, did he have a full tank of gas when he started this? Because 9 hours is good gas mileage.
Yeah. Well,
and unless he was drinking while he was out there, isn't that enough time to sober up?
No, not apparently.
Who observed him? Speech was slurred and he smelled like alcohol. Investigators recovered open container of beer in Dunn's truck, and primarily breath test revealed his blood alcohol content at 0.11.
So what was he 9 hours before that?
He was drinking while he was on there.
He had some
tall boys.
What kind of truck was it?
GMC truck.
Yeah, you got to admire the fuel economy.
Yeah, that sounded like Dodge Dakota activity.
Right, you usually can't drive a truck for 9 hours. I mean, he was probably not going fast.
Yeah, but it's still full. It's probably full. I think he just ran out of gas, probably.
Did he just... piss himself?
First of all, 9 hours, that's nobody. I don't want to party 9 hours anymore. This guy was just still, he just committed to the bit. Yeah, you know how long 9 hours is? That's forever. While the cops are yelling, he probably just spun them by him. Hey, you're arrested.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I do think the cops did the right thing, though. Just let him out there and see what happens, you know.
Plus, he was overdue because he had his first DUI in 2016 and then his second DUI in 2020. And then he went, you know, till 2025, 2026 to get the third one. So he waited a little longer.
He's a local legend. 9 hours. 9 hours keeping these cops.
Hopefully he had some tip-ups out there to check on his way by each time.
Explain what those are to the non-fishermen.
We'll call it a fish trap.
Got it. All right, thanks. Take Todd and Tyler wherever you go with the Todd and Tyler app. Stream live, get podcasts and more. It's free in your app store. So download it now. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.